So the second thing we want to bring into this idea of the definition of recovery is to look at how we establish the principal assessor that a recovery process, ongoing process, is taking place. Now, officially, for our position within the framework and the approaches we're using, the stated overriding authority about a recovery process, an ongoing process, is the person in recovery, i.e., the person that you are working with, the person you are coaching, whether they have used the actual word or not. The real question is what they are engaged in, is what they are moving forward in actually working. Now, this idea of actually working is also complex and needs a little bit of breaking down and consideration. So it's very easy for us to observe from the outside what a process of recovery should look like. Let's take a simple example. Imagine if somebody comes to you and says, "I have discovered that I am unhealthy," or "I have some health difficulties that are related to the fact that I'm overweight, that I'm carrying too much fat on my body, I'm overweight. And my doctor has advised me that if I don't do something, these healthcare problems are going to get worse." So the stated objective by that client is, I want to lose some weight. Now, if we make the weight loss a single primary and only objective of the engagement, we run the risk of imposing prematurely onto our client a single criteria for defining the success or not of the recovery process or the engagement process. Now, it's not that losing weight isn't the stated first goal that your client brings, but of course, it's just a goal embedded inside the client's whole life. So it is an aspect of their experience of living the lives that they have. There is, of course, a whole history of how they got to this place where they find themselves having to confront this issue of their health and weight. And there is, of course, going to be a number of factors, if we think about it from a systems point of view, that are going to influence how this plays out for them as they attempt to say they wish to create a different experience for themselves around this health issue. It's complex in the sense that it is a multiple faceted situation that has a lot more issues and aspects to it than just the stated one of losing weight. So coaches, of course, know that to fall down this kind of simple hole in the ground, right, you want to lose weight, so let's see, let's get to it and let's get that weight moving off, usually leads either to a failure, perhaps we could say, or it doesn't take place, or alternatively, it leads to a very narrow approach to the whole system and the whole being and the client's whole life. And we don't want to promote in our model the idea that building such a narrow base for a successful coaching engagement is something that we want to focus on. Quite the opposite. We want to be looking at a very holistic, systemic, broad-based approach. So in this example, the criteria that the client initially offers, so they say to you, "Do you think it's possible perhaps that you can help me lose some weight?" Well, the answer is yes, it's absolutely possible. And can people lose weight? Yes, they can. Do you know people who have managed to make this kind of change in life? Yes, we do. Do we think they can do it? Yes, we do. So that's all good. But as we start off on that journey with that client, we want to be sure to remind ourselves as coaches to not get caught in the trap to thinking that this is just what this coaching engagement is about. If your client doesn't navigate their way through the how they, if you like, came to where they are, if they do not expand their awareness, develop the, as it says in our principles, the self-knowledge, increase their self-knowledge, understand how they're making choices, looking at their ability to make choices, and then looking at the resources available for them to make those choices, they are not necessarily going to be successful in changing these outcomes and this experience that they're having. So we're doing two things simultaneously. We're holding the widest possible frame, everything's included in it, and we're going initially with what the client states is the objective of the process, which is to lose the weight. So over time, we are hoping and certain that if you're doing your job well as a coach, your client will begin to start to evaluate themselves and the success of their process, not just by this single metric of did I or didn't I lose weight, but perhaps a whole blend of metrics which have to do with feeling good, their emotional world, their sense of well-being, their levels of anxiety, stress, and of course meaning, you know, the meaning of their life. Because again, reaching these kinds of objectives are going to be outcomes of a meaning-filled and fulfilled life. And that is, after all, at the center of our coaching model. So, simple question, who gets to define if a recovery process is working? Yes, it's absolutely the client. But we want to make sure that we don't fall down that hole in the ground that I mentioned before and find ourselves oversimplifying and getting caught on these kinds of single-point evaluations that often, if we do, can become so limiting for our clients.